Let's call this meeting of the Senate Judiciary Committee to order. It is 6:02 p.m. on Thursday, May 15, 2025. Before we begin, I want to thank Juliana Singh, the Senate Judiciary Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings, and a great worker from the Juneau LIO, whose name I did not get.
David
from the Juneau LIO, who makes sure we have sound. At this time, I want to remind committee members and all those in the room to please silence your cell phones. Present today, we have Senator Myers, Senator Tobin, my Vice Chair, Senator Keel, and myself, Senator Klayman. We have a quorum to conduct business. Our first and only order of business today is House Bill 36, Foster Children Psychiatric Treatment, sponsored by Representative Gray. This is the second hearing of the bill in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Before the committee, we have a committee substitute for House Bill 36. Senator Keel, if I could have a motion to adopt the committee substitute as our working document.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Judiciary Committee adopt Senate committee substitute for House Bill 36 Judiciary, which is version 34-LS0358/Q, as in Quinnahock, as our working document.
I'll object for purposes of discussion. Here to present a summary of changes is our Judiciary Committee aide, Brianna Kakarik. Ms. Kakarik.
Thank you, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Brianna Kakarik, and I'm staff to Senator Klayman. So House Bill 36 version Q includes the following changes. It adds in Senate Bill 90, Work Order 34-LS0275/A, as in Anchorage. Senate Bill 90 was heard and moved out of the Senate Judiciary Committee in previous hearings. Version Q changes the least restrictive environment to a less restrictive setting, and this shows up in Section 4710.105. Version Q clarifies that the department is not required to provide notice to the court if a child in a hospital for short-term psychiatric care is released from the hospital within 23 hours after arrival, but they're still they still must provide notice to parties. This shows up on page 10. Version Q deletes the child in subsection 2 of section 8, as the child is a party under China Rule 3. Version Q requires the parties involved in the initial placement under subsection A of section 8 to submit a written stipulation with a treatment plan and timeline to the court. The court must find that the treatment plan and timeline is responsible and will release a child to a least restrictive setting. Version Q requires that a treatment foster home provide treatment, including medical care, trauma-informed care, and interventions for post-traumatic stress disorder, abuse related to trauma, depression, anxiety, suicidal ideations, and substance abuse. This starts on subsection 22 on page 14. Version Q places a cap of up to 4 children to be at a treatment foster home. This is on subsection 23 on page 15. Version Q requires children in a treatment foster home as determined by a health Version Q requires children in a treatment foster home as determined by a healthcare provider. This is also on subsection 23 on page 15. I think I had a typo in my script, so I apologize. Version Q requires care providers at a treatment foster home to take ongoing training approved by the department. This is in subsection C at the top of page 14. And version Q adds new section of uncodified law of the state of Alaska to address Medicaid state plan waivers. This is located on the bottom of page 16. Thank you, and I'm available for any questions.
Questions from members of the committee.
Thank you,
Keel.
Mr. Chairman. Ms. Kakarik, I didn't quite understand the third bullet from the bottom. And you mentioned there was a typo.
Senator Keel, I think I can answer that. They have to have a special behavioral development, emotional, or medical need determined by a person who's licensed.
Thank you,
and
Mr. Chairman.
That's on line page 15, lines 4, 5, and 6.
Thank you.
Other questions? I would note for questions available, we have Chrissy Vogley from the Department of Family and Community Services. We also, I believe, have somebody online from Department of Health. Andrea Muika, Deputy Director, Division of Behavioral Health, Department of Health, is available for questions. Senator Gray is here, which we'll ask him if he has any comments. Any questions for anyone? Hearing and seeing none. Senator Gray, would you like to come up and add anything to our discussion?
Thank you. For the record, Representative Gray, House District 20, I would just say that I am grateful to Senator Tobin for some amendments that added some language and some guardrails to some concerns that were expressed. And I like the additional bill, and as long as there's no concerns about a single subject rule, I am happy. So I'm grateful for the work. Thank you.
I would just note, Senator Gray, to the question on single subject rule, everything in this legislation has to do with the care of children and how we manage care of children in our state, and I think it satisfies the single subject rule. Okay, hearing and seeing no other questions, Senator Keel, could I have a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think we might even have a tighter subject than that. So, yeah. Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the Senate Judiciary Committee report out House Bill – let me get the right title here – report out Senate CS for House Bill number 36, Judiciary, Work Order 34, LS 0358/Q is in Quinnahock, with individual recommendations and any attached or forthcoming fiscal notes.
Hearing and seeing no objections, House Bill 36 has moved from the committee, including the zero fiscal note. Please stay behind after adjournment to fill out the paperwork. With that, we will adjourn for the evening. Thank you all for working past normal working hours. Our next meeting will be Friday, May 16 at 1:30 p.m. in Petrovich 205. With that, we stand adjourned. The time is 6:09 p.m.